Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
It's February 6th, beautiful day in the West Coast. We're here at Radio Law Talk, Denise Dirks, myself, Todd Cunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. I got to say this really fast because he interrupts me. Three-times Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner.
What's your point, Fred?
It sounds like a disclaimer.
Those people like KCUP Toledo, Oregon, have got to know, 12:30 a.m., that Cal Hunter is a three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner. That's just what they have to know up in Toledo, Oregon. Because, you know, they're home right now going, going on with Radio Law?
Or in the car.
Saying, you know what? I didn't know Cal Hunter was a three-time Emmy Award nominee.
But I know he's a loser.
He's a loser every time. And we bring it up every time. It's because he's sitting in the back, and they gave him some gloves and said, here, this is for the cleanup crew. And I said, and they turned to Donna, dear, do you think we're going to win? Well, we're in the back, dear. We've got the cleanup crew, and they told you we have to pick up the chairs.
If I bust a few tables, can I keep the tip? That's what I
So we're going to talk about a case or no case today. We got a lot of stuff, reality TV in the courtroom, NFL lawsuits, Prince Harry's a winner, Charles Manson's followers' latest parole hearings and issues about that. That's very interesting. And we got a criminal lawyer, criminal law attorney here that's going to give us a little perspective on that. We're going to discuss that. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving you legal advice. Seek local counsel. We're here to have fun. And again, at Radio Law Talk, we are your most important
resource
weekend for great things coming out at 11 p.m. Eastern time in the courts. Believe it or not, can you believe it? The Supreme Court, did they even stay awake that long? At 11 p.m. Eastern time, a ruling comes out Friday at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern time.
Well, that's because it came out kind of late because there was a long line at the Sizzler for the dinner special. So it took a while. You know, somebody got vinaigrette instead of ranch. And, you know, half of them went to Golden Corral and the chocolate lava thing wasn't working.
It had to be proofread by every clerk. And there were so many different pieces.
But you know, and the question is,
we got spaghetti on the
manuscript. You know, so it comes out at 11, and we're going to talk about, in my opinion, why did it have to come out on Friday? Why couldn't they have waited till Saturday
or Monday?
But I think there's an important reason why it had to come out on Friday.
Because the people most affected needed to hear about it right away.
Well, when we get to it,
by the way, one thing you never want to say at the at a steakhouse. I'll have the fish. Don't do it.
Cal's digressing fish.
I'm just saying.
At a steakhouse. We're trying to talk about the law here. Oh, my gosh. Wait, hey, you know what, though? If you are listening to us live, and sometimes some of the radio stations only carry us 1 or 2 hours. We are a three-hour show. It's 9 to 5, 9 to noon every Saturday.
Wow. And I didn't win. Okay,
Pacific time. Just remember, go to RadioLawTalk.com and you can click the live button and listen to us live. We also have our podcast there. You can go listen to the podcast if you want. And there's phone calls ringing all the time. 855-529-7234. Before we get to the case or no case, should we? You know what? We're going to wait until third hour to talk about what this latest issue is with this ruling that has come down. But let's talk about reality TV in the courtroom. Let's do that. So, okay, what happens is in every case is different. I mean, every county's different. Every state's different. So you've got to look at your state, your county, or talk to an attorney to find out what the rules are concerning cameras in the courtroom. Now, generally speaking, cameras or the press in the courtroom is up the judge's discretion. So some judges allow it. And a lot of times it's not just the judge is going to go rogue. A lot of times these judges, behind the scenes, will get together, okay, what do we want our county to be like? You know, what do we want to do? But the judges, generally speaking, have the ultimate decision to determine whether they can allow cameras in. I know one judge allows cameras in, but no voice or no audio. So the cameras are there, but no audio.
Yeah, and just to clarify and just talk, the general rule is cameras are not allowed. The default is cameras right. And audio recording not allowed. But then the law allows for the judge to make an exception to allow it upon application by a media agency or right. Whatever. But the general rule, that way you don't. People don't go, well, I didn't know if it was or wasn't. Look, the blanket rule is unless informed otherwise, no, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm. And every time there's a form you have to fill out, you have to present it to the judge 24 hours in advance if you can. And the defense will many times go, I don't want a camera. Or the other prosecutor, I don't want a camera in the courtroom. And the judge will listen to that. They'll have a little mini
unless
hearing.
Judge,
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Right?
But they also think about, they have to weigh the public's right to know.
Right.
And how much is this newsworthy and public worthy and versus the rights of the other parties that are before the judge, right?
I like that one judge that does, like, you know, not all the time, but allow the cameras in without audio. Okay, there you go. That's a compromise, you know, when maybe some of the stuff that is brought up is shouldn't be heard at that, you know. Because don't forget, innocent until proven guilty.
Yep.
And some people might, you know, oh, well, they're guilty already, you know.
Do you think that the audio without audio is to protect against, like, local laws that say you can't audio record somebody without their consent, and so they don't audio it because they don't have everybody's consent?
Well, no, a lot of them, like in this case we're going to talk about, they had waivers for people to sign as they came in.
I'll tell you why I support the no audio if the judge wants to do it, and why I think it's theirs. Because when you are in court, sometimes an attorney will have to lean over to explain something to their client. The client will talk back, and even though, you know, the bailiff is there, you still, everybody realizes that if the client doesn't understand something, rather than saying, can I step outside and talk to him, we'll go do this, everybody understands that little communication there. Okay, what's happening here is we've got to do this and this and this and this. That's still protected, because you're trying to get things going.
And you try to keep it quiet.
And you try to keep it quiet and going. Mm-hmm. And what would happen if you had somebody in the courtroom with a high-powered listening device that could then record communications between attorneys and their clients, between attorneys talking with each other? It's more than just what is on the record when
right.
the judge says, I'm calling the case. And
right.
that's why I support that
right.
No
plus
audio.
Plus, if the attorneys the bench directly.
Exactly.
But I'll tell you what happens. The judge will say, okay, you can go behind the entire gallery, the people behind, away from the jury. You can't get any pictures of the jurors. So set your camera in that corner by the jury, and you can spray from that corner out here, and you can't take any. And they can say, no attorney-client audio. They can tell you that stuff.
But see, but they got such technology now.
Well,
you could point it toward where the attorneys are, and you could pick some of that up.
You could pick up the phone call.
Right. Plus, in New Mexico, a guy called us and said in New Mexico he had a couple of court cases, and he said anybody could dial up on the phone and listen in. So all of the audio that would be going through the court sound system, you could just pick it up and listen on the phone anyway. So,
yeah. But again, that stuff going through the sound system that's there, what we're talking about with recording audio is if somebody comes in with a super high-powered listening device that can pick up a whisper, you know, and even though they'll say, well, we'd never use it, nobody else knows because recording was allowed, but it just so happens that agency or that reporter seemed to show up at a place that maybe they learned some information and now they're going somewhere else. It's just better not to have it.
Highly unlikely they'd see the parabola.
What is it we did to make this segment go so fast?
You had interesting stuff to talk about.
I don't know. Okay, we're going to come back and talk about this ethics case, but it's Miami-Dade County.
And I think we got a case or no case to
we
get
do.
To.
I know. Yes. We've got a case or no case, but our Cal Hunter is so busy.
Cooking bottle washer.
I'm not quite sure what's going on.
That's a defamation.
It was with one of our affiliates. And by the way,
just teasing.
Case or no case, the fascinating tale of bots. Dots.
We come back, case or no case, and we're going to continue with this case in Florida.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We serve millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Stop whining.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So, Cal, we were talking about this ethics case. We'll finish this up, and then we'll get your case or no case. So, in Florida, Miami-Dade County, Judge Carol Kelly. There is a syndicated show. I've never heard of it, obviously. They're going to get some free advertisement called Protection Court. And the 11th Judicial Circuit in Miami-Dade County, this judge allows Protection Court to come in on this reality show and film. Now, there's a couple of things that happens. First of all, they do sign waivers. They make people sign waivers as they come in. But some people object to it and don't like it. And the prosecutors have brought it up to the judicial council or judicial commission to investigate this judge to determine whether or not that's ethical to allow her to bring this reality TV show into her courtroom. Now, there's a couple of arguments, and what happened is she had to go before the judicial commission. And go ahead, you guys come up with something to do all talking. What happened?
Well,
in this judicial commission.
One of her defenses was that I was relying on a previous opinion. Opinions from the judicial council that allowed this practice to occur so long as there were waivers. So that was one.
Right.
And then the other thing that she had as a defense to actually having to go before the commission is she says, okay, by the time she went before the commission, she had already stopped the practice of having folks in the courtroom.
Right.
And she says, look,
you said folks in the courtroom.
To have TVs in the courtroom. So she'd stopped the reality show in the courtroom. And she said that, in her opinion, and her defense was that the commission had violated the terms of the agreement because prior to actually having to go to a hearing, the deal was, well, tell you what, the commission says, we don't like it, but if you stop, we'll leave it at that and won't go any further.
Right.
So she stopped, and they still pursued the matter against her before the judicial council.
Right.
And so she's like, first, previous opinions, I was relying on that, and I don't think there was a problem with the practice. But I agreed to stop when you guys had an issue with it, so that I agreed to stop, and you were going to let this die, and you still pursued it. So that was her double whammy.
And what did the commission find? Go ahead, Denise.
Well, I was going to say, just in the very beginning, she was doing a service, what she thought was a very valid and important service, because she is in protection court, and she was trying to get the word out there about domestic violence.
Got
and
it.
Trying to, you know, say we have to protect certain people. And so it was like a public service kind of a thing, although she saw it as an administrative function of the court rather than it being an ethical function of the court.
Right.
So in the very beginning, that was her justification for doing it.
Was it live or was it taped and then edited later?
It was taped and edited later.
So they could cut out names and stuff.
They did.
That's why the commission got upset, was because when they had this agreement, she would stop. Then these different series came out after that.
Yeah.
And so they still went after her. And the commission ultimately decided it was not an ethical violation. So they did side with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was one thing that she said that I disagreed with. And they were talking about, look, everybody has to sign a waiver when they went in. And, you know, her argument was that she had no role in the agreement that was drafted. It was drafted by the production company and the dissemination. And I get it with the no role in the dissemination and how the production company is going to use the footage. But when it comes to the agreement that was signed before somebody comes into the courtroom and is agreeing to be taped, you are the judge of that courtroom.
Right.
And so if there's an agreement, it better get your approval. You can't tell them how to draft it, but you had better read that and feel comfortable with it as the judge.
What if somebody said no, Todd?
Yeah.
What if somebody said, I'm not going to sign it?
Then they'd have to blur the thing.
Which they did.
They still got videotaped, however. That was part of what also was
a
problem.
That's another issue with me is I think that if somebody doesn't agree to it, then when that case gets called, they got to stop the camera. I don't agree with this. All right, if I don't sign the waiver, you still get to tape everything that I do, and I'm supposed to trust you, the private individual, that you're just not going to use it, you're going to beat it, you're going to do whatever.
That's what the argument was. That's what they argued.
And I'm not comfortable with that, and I think it would be pretty easy for somebody going into the courtroom when their case gets called, if they don't have a waiver, We hit that little red button, stop recording, stop videotaping, and then after that, we pop it back up because you're editing the circumstance or the calendar anyway. And
yeah, but it's public record. I mean, everything in a courtroom with very small exceptions.
Children and stuff like that.
Yeah, with small exceptions, it is public record, and anybody in the public can watch it. So why can't you record it?
Well, anybody in the public can watch it, but again, going back to you can only record if you have permission from the judge, and I believe the judge could set conditions on it, i.e., okay, nobody can record in here, but here's the condition. If somebody signs a waiver, you can record it. If they haven't signed a waiver, you got to stop recording when their case is called.
Yeah, or she could apply the same standard that they do for just photographing the general public, non-identifiable pictures.
But what if you don't want to be recorded, and yes, your case isn't up there, but you're still sitting in the audience waiting for your case. Oh, look, there's Fred. Something's wrong. Why is he in the courtroom sitting there? So there's a lot of issues there.
Well, again, the judge would have complete control to say, all right, you got to keep the camera trained on whoever's at the counsel table, who's ever in the witness stand, but you're not allowed to photograph the audience.
But here's what's interesting. Ready for this? Alex Williams, he's the general counsel for the Judicial Commission.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't think just because they said, okay, there's not enough evidence here for her to be disciplined, they said that outcome does not mean that they think reality TV should be in the courtroom. They said, don't think that's what they said. They just said, in this case, because I think what happened is they said she stopped and they agreed to it. And I think that's why they probably said, you know, look, she did what she was supposed to do.
There's a standard and a burden of proof that needs to be met in every proceeding. In criminal law, it's beyond a reasonable doubt. I don't know what the standard is here. All that's saying is the evidence didn't surpass the standard. It doesn't mean that the practice is 100% okay.
Right. Well, what we're going to do when we come back, we're going to do case or no case. We're trying to get to it, but we got a lot of interesting things. And then after the case or no case, we're going to talk about a video of a judge taking care of his own business in the courtroom. Now, what does that mean? You're going to find out when you come back.
What?
Yeah.
Well, my curiosity's piqued, and I hope yours is too. Enough for you to stay tuned for Radio Law Talk, whether you're listening to us on the radio or at our website, the Listen Live button, RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned, because we have a lot more Radio Law Talk coming up right here. And don't forget, you can call us, and you can get us on all social media. We're on every platform virtually. Just look for Radio Law Talk. Send us comments, whatever you wish to do. The show will continue in just a bit, so please don't go away. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-451-1124. 800-451-1124. That's 800-451-1124.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is predicting more suffering and death if his nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief plan isn't approved.
The way I see it, the biggest risk is not going too big if we go too small.
Earlier this week, a group of Senate Republicans visited the White House to pitch their own relief plan, which was much smaller. The president said he won't budge on the size and scope of the package. He pointed to a January jobs report as a reason why the country needs more money. Since some of the people that stormed the Capitol last month were active duty military members, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has issued a directive designed to address political and ideological extremism. Commanding officers will meet sometime in the next 2 months to discuss the issue. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley. Oh, come on.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Cal, we really have not forgotten about you. I know you're feeling bad right now, but we haven't forgotten about you or case or no case. We really haven't forgotten.
Just neglected, that's all.
Yeah, just go ahead. Just go ahead. The bot. Something about a bot. That's all I know.
Bots, dots. Ever heard of them?
Oh.
You know what they are?
No, I don't.
I should give you a bonus if you can identify them before we start. Here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! Denise said she goes with this, so before you start, Denise, can we ask her what they are? Bots.
Yes, Denise, what are bots?
I think they're those little ice cream things.
That's what I thought it was.
No.
So now, Denise, take a point off your score.
Oh, no.
I absolutely did not think that's what it was.
I get a point because I said, no, that's not it. That's called Dippin' Dots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
But I'm going to say Iceberg Drive-In, too, because that's a competitor of someone who advertises with us.
Albert Botts was a man who worked for the California Department of Transportation. Okay. He was a chemist trying to come up with the perfect paint that could be used on the highways. But a successful formula was never really found because the paint stayed on the roadway. Even when it stayed on, it was still hard to see the lane when the rain came down with rain and fog. And many more common issues than, there's more common issues than snow. You know?
Problems were occurring with this paint. Right.
So he came up with a plan. A polymer dot that would be fixed on state highways using a spike in the middle.
Well,
that didn't work because the spikes eventually came out and started bouncing all over the road and a lot of flat tires. So then his next challenge was to develop the perfect glue so that these bots dots could be glued on the highway every 40 feet. And so Albert Botts did not live to see his brainchild make it into being a household word. He died in 1962, but his family said, hey, Dad never got a royal. The other, some are red, some are white, some are blue. They never got a royalty for those, as they were for the Botts dots. So they sought a lawyer and said, don't you think Pa should have gotten some royalty dough? And so I ask you, Denise, should Mr. Botts have gotten money for the highway dots known as Botts dots, used all over the world today, actually? Yeah.
Should he have gotten it? Yes, of course he should have gotten it.
Okay.
So now the question is it a case?
Or did he get it?
Different story, right?
Oh, I agree with that one.
So Botts dots, what say you? Case
Albert
or no case?
Botts. You know what? It just rings true to me. I'm going to say it's a case. And his estate wins.
That's great. Mr. Penny, what about Mr. By the way, in the snow in snowy country, they dig a little hole on the center line in California, and they still glue a Botts dot down in that hole.
Yeah. So here's the issue, Cal. The issue is, number one, he was working for a government agency at the time. He doesn't have the right to have any, like there were someone working at Apple, Intel, and they come up with some great thing. It's not the employee's rights or the employee's ability to own the trademark or the registration or the rights or the patent. That's not. It's the company,
right.
And therefore it's the government's right, not his. He worked for the government, right?
The Caltrans.
Caltrans. That's exactly right. Yeah. So the answer is the normal answer would be it's a case and he loses. But California is so skewed sometimes, you never know what's going to happen. So I'm going to say this is not a case, Cal. It's a real scenario, but not a case.
Wow. Now, Todd Kunin, Mr. Botts and his dots, did he get any dough?
I am going to say that this is a case. I believe I've heard about this. If I haven't, then I hallucinated it. I'm not going to tell you how I hallucinated it.
Or what you partook in.
Exactly. You know, I keep wondering about the first guy to lick the back of a toad. You know, the guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, Earl, we're out of beer. Give me that frog. All right.
Exactly. You know, let's eat the guts of this cactus.
So, but I'm going to say it is a case, and I believe that to this day, Mr. whatever his name is, his estate still gets a royalty on every dot that is placed. And I'm going to say that's so it's a case, and they recover.
He agrees with me.
I think they're right, but
that means I'm going to lose.
And I will say that from a strategic standpoint, given where we are, if Fred had said that this was a case, even if he said they recover regardless of after that, I probably would have gone the other way just for points because I'm so far behind. But I say it's a case, they recover.
Well, here's what's interesting. Who said this was a case? That would be Denise and Todd, right? They said case, and my magic board says...
Fred Penny is smoking you guys.
Okay, and here's the thing.
Oh, my heavens.
The inventor of Botts dots had to be happy with his fame. He worked for the Department of Transportation, invented it on their time, in their labs, and it belonged to them.
Yes.
No case. By the way, Botts dots come in two types, round and square, and in several colors. Most are white. Center markers are amber. Wrong way markers are red. And fire hydrant markers are blue. On most multi-lane freeways, Caltrans uses four white round non-reflective Botts dots in a row, interspersed every 48 feet with a reflective square along the painted stripes dividing the lanes. And that, ladies and gentlemen, along with a little trivia, is the story behind Botts dots and Todd's hallucination.
Wow, that was a great one. I just said, you know what? What is wrong with me? I am on top of it for one time. I am just really going forward.
But there was a whole 6 or 8 weeks where you couldn't buy a win.
What's going on?
It just happens. You're gonna
It's like a football team, you know, or a basketball team. It's a matter of runs, right? You know, you get 12 points in a row or something.
Did you say no case?
I said no case.
Oh, because I thought you went through the explanation that...
I did, and I said, but it's no case. Give me two. Two
I
points.
I did. What's you're 35.
Woo!
And next
35.
Hour.
Yikes.
Wow. Next hour, the case of Cherie and Pauline, two competing country singers who really did not like each other.
Wow.
That's next hour on case. The names have been changed.
I'm going to say no case already. just to lock my answer in.
Oh, man. What's this video show about this judge? Now, this I actually watched the video, and I was, read about it and looked into it. Now, here's what we know as attorneys. And we've got to be very careful not to disparage people. And I'm going to be very careful here how I use my words. And it's not all cases. I'm just saying in general. So don't forget, working in the courts is kind of the most desired job, right? As a bailiff. Is that true, Denise and Todd? I mean, that's kind of what people...
Well, it depends. It depends on if the person wants to be active on the streets, because some cops are truly street cops. You know, they want to be on the
streets. But usually it's the more closer to retirement guys that are, or gals that want to, you know... I'm not...
Some jurisdictions will have a rotation.
Yes.
Like the sheriff's department provides the folks that are out in the field. They also provide the courtroom staff, and you do your rotation in the courtroom staff.
Right.
Sometimes they have the new guys go in there. Sometimes guys that might be coming back from a medical disability and, you know, I'm okay to work, but, you know, don't want to...
No, I've seen younger guys and gals there that are... But it did... I don't want to say... I don't think there's a lot of action going on. Is what I'm trying to say. Generally speaking, it's all here. Take these papers and walk. But when action happens, sometimes it. And so in this case, this is in Mississippi. Apparently, the judge, and I don't know all the details, is not some plumpy little small guy, but he's sounds like what he looked like as an athlete, and as one. I think it was attorney said that this judge could clearly handle himself, and we knew that before this happened. Now, mind you, the guy was handcuffed, but go ahead.
Well, back in the day, you hear in the old westerns, you don't want to go before that judge. He's the hanging judge, Well, this judge here in Mississippi, he's the butt-kicking judge.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So who was it? He was handcuffed, and he got away from the bailiff. Because he got a sentence of some sort.
Yeah, he got upset.
And he got his papers and threw it at the judge.
Then he threw a telephone at the judge.
Right, but then he kind of pushed the bailiff away, knocked her down, or to some degree, right? Knocked her down or pushed her away. And the judge came off his high horse up there and threw him. Now, again, the guy was handcuffed behind, but... grabbed him and threw him up on the table and held him down, until all the other bailiffs came running in.
Well, you talk about the different kind of bailiffs you can have in a courtroom. I appear in different types of courtrooms as a criminal defense attorney. I appear in the felony courtrooms. I appear in custody courtrooms. And then also misdemeanor DUI lower levels. And it seems to me that the bailiffs that can really handle themselves physically are in the more serious courtrooms.
Right.
And I often wonder if there's a correlation between something like this that happens in a courtroom and the bailiff is there, because there's some guys that might want to stir up trouble in the courtroom, and it's like, not with that guy.
Because
he'll show me how many beans make five, but I will with this guy who's 2 weeks from retirement. Sure, I'll give that a shot, and I wonder if there's an uptick there, but
I don't know.
Yeah.
Cal, what did you do when you go to court? Try to fight the one?
No, the judge tossed me up on the table with my handcuffs, and I said, Judge, that's the most fun I've had in a week.
All right. We're going to talk about NFL TV's future.
I know what you said. You want a piece of that?
We'll be back. Oh, that's crazy.
Radio Law Talk continues in just a bit.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
If you're one of those...
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high.
from education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No points for you.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk. And RadioLawTalk.com.
So we've been talking about there's an antitrust case that came out where the restaurants, the largest plaintiff in this case was the Restaurant Association across the country, apparently, that these bars, restaurants, and some other retail establishments that are saying, look, the problem with the NFL is you've got the DirecTV or Sunday Ticket. I mean, there's really no competition for the NFL to watch the games, and it's so expensive for us to put it on our TVs. it's crazy, and we can't put it on our TVs. Well, we can, but it's so expensive, there's no competition. Now, apparently, there's the possibility of the individual teams being able to live stream their games with permission of the other team at a cheaper rate. But basically, DirecTV and the NFL ticket are the only thing you can, or only way you can get NFL games, and so they got sued. All right. So the lower court in this case threw out their case, saying, "Nah, you don't have anything. We're going to dismiss it, and yeah, you're out on your ear." Well, the appeals came before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. August 2019, and they overturned the dismissal of a lawsuit and said, you know what, there's plausibility of alleged injury, because you got to show injury. There's plausibility of showing the alleged injury, and that there may be some issues here of antitrust. So, therefore, the Ninth Circuit put it back on the table, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
Well, they said,
what do?
They reinstated it.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So now they officially got together. Don't forget COVID-19. What would happen? All right, you get that back going, you know, in 2 months, 3 months, get it rolling, start things rolling. But guess when they sent it out for? 2024. So they agreed to that.
But I noticed the NFL is making itself available on many different
platforms.
It's changing
now.
I watched the Thursday night game on Amazon Prime.
Exactly.
I didn't like the video quality as well as they did how they watched it on my satellite provider.
Yes.
But I thought, I'm going to watch this whole game, see how it goes. Couldn't tell the difference.
I watched the last two seasons of the NFL. I watched it on Hulu live.
And so what? Was it live on Hulu? I thought it was the next day.
No, it's live on Hulu.
But here's the change.
But Hulu takes the local channels and just rebroadcast them, correct? Or was it like
an NFL? Yeah, you can tune into your local channel, and I get all of them, so
yeah.
I'm watching live.
But you're right, Cal. What the NFL's doing now is saying, okay, it's going to be decided by a jury. Yeah, it's going to be decided by a jury in 2024. But for now, Amazon's one they're opening it up to.
Verizon has it on their platform as
and
well.
And they may allow next year just some teams, like three or four games. Okay, these five games, you can all, it's all on Amazon. You know, it's pushed through Amazon. So I think they're seeing the writing on the wall and going, oh, well, let's send it out to a few other places.
Well, you know, the NFL historically has, I was watching a thing the other day about Doug Wilson. Remember the quarterback, Doug Wilson, drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he won a Super Bowl with Washington, I think, something like that, or went to the Super Bowl. You know, and I'm watching
it. You're talking about Doug Williams, the black
African-American
quarterback.
Yes. Doug Williams, and, you know, he's like talking about, and they didn't even have collective bargaining agreements back then.
Yeah.
You know, and he's wanting to get paid $600,000, and like, that's not going to happen, so he goes from one to another. You compare that to now. The NFL, over the years, has gotten a lot more in collective bargaining and in intellectual property, a lot more protective of their brand. They're very worried about how their brand is portrayed.
Protect the shield, they say, the NFL shield.
Exactly. Right. It used to be that a bar could say, hey, come watch the Super Bowl. They use that word. Come watch that. And then everywhere it got advertised, lawyers were hitting them with cease and desist. Don't use that word. So then it got to come watch the big game.
Yeah. Right.
And that's how it got, you know, it was all about protecting the brand.
They send radio stations a letter every year.
Super Bowl's
trademark. Be careful how you use it. Don't use it
exactly.
Unless you're an affiliate of ours.
Exactly. Yeah, so, and so it makes sense that they're cracking down because, look, the money that they get from television is how they set the salary cap and what players can be played. Because the players say, look, if the money, the revenue of the league, and the huge part of it is television, represents the entire pie of revenue, our piece of the pie is whatever they have, the percentage.
It's almost 50, close to 50.
Yeah. And then each team has a salary cap based upon the revenue. And that's
Which
how much
is down, by the way.
And that's how much teams can spend on salary without getting hit with a exceeding the cap penalty. And this year, and I think this is why it got punted to 2024, because everybody's probably looking at this going, if we go into a trial right now with the revenue that has happened over the last year and projections about this may not, we may not recover in 2021 or 2022.
Right.
We want to take a while. Both parties have an incentive to say, let's get the revenue issue normalized. so that we know exactly what we are on the hook for if we have to pay, and the plaintiffs are like, we know exactly what we stand to gain based upon this breakup of the, or how the revenue is apportioned.
But let's look at history for a second. There was a time when the NFL said, Monday night, Rune Arledge said, let's play a game on Monday night. NFL said, Monday night football, are you out of your mind? Too much exposure, too many games, and guess what? It became a national weekly holiday.
And now we have Thursday night, yeah. And we don't have any nights the week when there isn't football.
Ooh,
well, okay.
Sounds like a little...
Can we have crickets?
Thursday night, and then you get games on Saturdays in December.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and look, I get them saying that. By the same token, if Fox or ABC or CBS or any of these folks are sitting there saying, well, we'll give you $2 billion a year if you let us go ahead and broadcast the games. Can you throw us a bone and maybe broadcast on an extra night so we have another night to try to get ad revenue?
Right. Right. And by the way, the NFL's own network originates that game on the NFL network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some of the other interesting things are is, okay, so they go by the revenue of what, you know, they made the year before or that year for the next year's salary cap. It's this year the salary cap's $188 million, and it was $205 million last year.
Yeah,
it's $208
per team.
Right.
It's about $25 million hit in the salary cap. And what you're going to see next year is players that you would have never thought would have left a team leave because their market value is still at the same level, even though the salary cap is lower, and the team cannot afford to retain
them. Exactly right. And not only that, you're finding out that a lot of them are people who don't know, and then again, we're jumping off to the side of the law, which is, it is the law, by the way, because there's negotiations with lawyers on this. It's what's guaranteed is the big issue. Oh, this guy's making $14 million a year. Guess what? None of it's guaranteed. So they can cut him because that person makes too much money. And so what do they do? I was reading articles on it yesterday. Is they're going to renegotiate. Yeah, I get a $14 million a year for the next 3 years, but I only have $1 million guaranteed. So I'm going to renegotiate to help out your salary cap.
So is the lawsuit an antitrust violation?
Yes. Yes, they're saying it's antitrust.
Okay.
So the point is they're not making as much money right now.
An example of that, and I think this signals his retirement, it was just announced Drew Brees renegotiated his contract for next year to veterans minimum for the year with the balance to be put out over a period of time. And most people are viewing that as a signal that he is going to retire so that the cap hit of his retirement is lower against the Saints because right now they're almost $100 million over the cap.
Right.
And so then that would drop it by almost $25 million to give them a little more flexibility.
Most teams are over the cap right now because it's dropped. And I tell you right now, I know everybody out there is listening. You feel really sorry for those athletes. You're going to have to lower their – they're just going to have to not get $14 million a year. They're going to have to go down to the 10.
But Drew Brees went from $23 million down to one.
Yeah, that's veterans minimum.
Yeah.
But that people are thinking that that signifies that he's going to retire.
Sure.
And if he retired, they probably wouldn't have to pay him for next year anyway.
Right.
So negotiate to lower it. You retire, you give the team a break. Now they don't take
as big
of a
gap. At that time, they're making so much money, those guys, they have over the past 20 year or whatever, how many years they've been in the NFL, that they don't need the money.
A lot of people have lost money.
They have.
Yeah.
It's not just the football players.
Oh.
Lawyers have lost money,
people
too.
People affiliated with the NFL,
So that's the big thing that concerns us. It's one thing when everybody else loses money, but when the lawyers lose money, I got to put my foot down.
Sorry.
Right.
Think about it. No matter how much money you make, if all of a sudden somebody said, next year, you're going to get 5% of what you make. It's going to require some serious adjusting on many people's parts.
Well, speaking of that, Cal, we're going to talk next hour about 43% of partners in law firms had to take a pay cut this year.
Wow.
I'm telling you right now, I know everybody's feeling sorry and want to hear about that. They want to hear because they're probably excited to hear lawyers are taking a pay cut.
I'm weeping.
I know. We'll be back. Hour number three. Join us.
We want everybody to do well on their own sphere. Radio Law Talk is continuing here in just a minute, 6 minutes after this. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Oh, I want to love. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.